בוקר טוב, יום רביעי בשבת קודש. So we are continuing with Kohelet, Perek Tet, Pasuk Tet Zayin. So Shlomo HaMelech was speaking about that every, you know, the same death is going to befall everybody. The difference is whether or not you're prepared. And the Rishaim, just, you know, while you're still alive, you could still be Metaken, but once it's over, it's over. Says Shlomo HaMelech Zayin. On another very famous pasuk, we say this at the end of Yom Kippur. Lech echol besimcha lachmecha ushte. There's two ways to pronounce this word. The real pronunciation, the proper pronunciation, according to Mechatz Shai, is ushate belev tov yenecha with a chataf patach. Go eat with happiness your bread and drink with a good heart your wine. Ki chivar asa ha'elohim et ma'asecha. For God has already accepted your actions. What's that talking about? Rashi HaKadosh says, you tzaddik, you who didn't deviate from the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh, even in the face of the Rishaim, or you think the tzaddik is stupid, you think he doesn't see, people think the tzaddikim are naive and they don't know. Of course they know. They know what's out there, and they know what, you know, all the desires that the world has to offer, and they consciously decide to stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'toratu HaKadosha through thick and thin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Be'acharit hayamim, you come, you reap your reward, and you take your reward and everybody else's, you be happy when it comes your time." Yeah? Yeah.
But it seems like he's like referring to that reward in like physical terms. He's saying eat and drink wine.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously allegorical or metaphorical, because, you know, we know the Gemara tells us in Masechet Kiddushin, Schar mitzvah behai alma leka. There is no sachar in this world. Now, there may be residual reward in this world, which means just, you know, elu dvarim she'akirin kaimet lo she'ochel pirotem ba'olam hazeh ve'akirin kaimet lo la'olam haba. But at the end of the day, most of the primary reward is in the next world, like the Pirkei Avot says, that none of the rewards and none of the physical pursuits and pleasures in olam hazeh can equal even one moment of nachat ruach ba'olam haba. So that's it. Another very famous pasuk, which the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, everybody knows this pasuk. Bechol ha'et yu v'radecha levanim. Let your clothing be white at all times. V'shemen al roshecha al yichsar. And do not lack oil on your head. What's that talking about over here? The Gemara in Kuf Nun Gimel in Shabbat, not Kuf Nun Zayin. I'm sorry, the Gemara says in Shabbat, the Rabbi Eliezer told his Talmidim, Shuv yom echad kodem itatach. Repent one day before you die. Obvious question, Talmidim asked Rabbi Eliezer, was what? How do you know when you die? Elama, I had a good, Mikey told me a student of his said a very good thing this morning. He says, Ya shamata takshiv. One of his students said, I want to finish Shas before I die. Mitzuyan. Why? That's a great thing. You know why?
It keeps the person alive.
Well, that's one way. But then you ask the kid, I, you know, it's a wonderful thing to say, and I love hearing that. Aval ma? You don't know when you're going to die. Lachen, pound. You know, start moving. Says Rabbi Eliezer Talmidav, B'chol et yu b'gadecha levanim. Exactly, because we don't know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to recall us la'olam ha'emet. So over there, it's like the Gemara gives a mashal. The king told everybody, I know, there's going to be a big party one day, I'm not telling you. Okay, you go on with your lives, and then be ready for the party. But he says there's one catch. You have to come to the, like they say on the invitations, you have to come to the party, black tie only. You have to come, you know, in tuxedo,
oh, papillon.
Yeah, papillon, elegant, with the cummerbund and with the whole. So, the people, there's two kinds of people. There's the tzaddikim, they said, listen, and I don't know, the king could call the party any second. So they go, they do their things, you know, we'll go shopping for a second, very quick, whatever, but we'll stay very close and we'll wear our clothes. The Rishaim to Peshim, my Mosim, what do they do? They go, you know, when they go to the mechanic, they go to the, you know, goes to play football, is it? What do I say? Chamor, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu could, in a second, call you back up. Say, no, Yizman, you know, how long does it take the king to prepare a party? It takes him 2 seconds, you know. I have time. All of a sudden, right, the messengers come and say, Rabotai, it's party time. And then, like, oh, okay, let's go home and change. the malachim, the servants say, no time, papi. You know, there's no time to change. You got to go to the party. He says, no, I want to go home and change. And say, Enzman, yalla, go. So they come to the party. So the tzaddikim, the people who can't prepare, say, oh, Baruch Abba. And he gives them presents. And he says, come, sit, eat. Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha. And then the Rishayim who came from the mechanic or came from football says, Mata osi achamor. Say, I told you to be ready. He says,
outside with the donkeys
in it. So he says, always be white. Now that's the clothing, and what's the oil? The oil also is also a reference to the Torah mitzvot. The oil, what does oil do? Makes you shine, makes you, when a person, they used to rub themselves instead of moisturizers and creams, they used to use oil. Oil makes a person healthy and shine. That's the light of the Torah. With Torah mitzvot, a person can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, bli busha. Person can come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I listen to you. Let's go. So, another very famous pasuk. Yeah. So he says, pasuk tet. Re'e chayim im isha asher ahavta. See life with a woman that you love. Kol yemei chayehev lecha. All of the days of your nothingness. Which means, ba'olam hazeh. Asher natan lecha tachat ha-shemesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you under the sun, kol yemei v'lecha. Ki hu chelkecha b'chaim, this is your lot in life, uva amalcha, and in your toil, asher ata amil tachat ha-shemesh. Which means, over here, Isha, again, can also be understood literally, but Rashi HaKadosh understands it also metaphorically, that the Isha over here is understood as the omanut, as the as some sort of a trade. There's a mitzvah to learn a trade, and that's the isha, yeah, and that's going to help you through it. Which means, if you have a job, Rashi understands, and it's a very interesting thing. Rashi says, im asita ken, ye chelkecha ze chayim ba'olam hazeh leitparnes min ha'omanut, uva'olam haba shigiat shnei meshakachat avon. You know, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, as much as, you know, you can't ignore the Mishnah, Katuv. Many, many different Pirushim to this Mishnah. Aval Katuv Meforash. Rabban Gamliel Omer. Yafe Talmud Torah Aim Derech Eretz. Shigi'at Shenehem Meshakachat Avon. Yeah? When a person has some sort of Makor Parnasa, that is, again, without going into the, you know, into the, not debate, but Kolel versus whatever, but the point is a person has to have some sort of
secondary income.
Not only secondary, but yeah, primary also. I mean, everything's secondary because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is primary. Aval mikol makom, the Gemara says that a person is obligated. There are five chiyuvim that a person is obligated to teach his son. Chayav, right? Five different things. And one of them is lelomdo umanut, to teach him a trade. Why? Because the Gemara says, kol she'eno milamedet bino umanut, right? He's going to steal from people. You have to teach your son something, whatever it is. Yeah.
What does it mean, to see life?
Go through life, it means. Now, this is one shot. Now, obviously, you know, the pasuk can be understood even on its simple pshat level. Re'eh chayim im isha asher ahavta, be'emet. Tachlit ha-chayim, without isha, everybody knows the famous Gemara, Masechet Yevamot, Hasharui belo isha, Sharui belo simcha, belo choma, belo Torah. A person can never achieve, unless you're bin Azai, but a person can never achieve his, you know, his tachlis ba'olam hazeh, right? His true goals you can never achieve without a wife, both because of the fulfillment. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people. Zachar u'nekeva bara otam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them like this. Tzivui meforash ba'Torah. But even so, even on a deeper meaning, according to the Mekubalim, the Ari HaKadosh writes in Sha'ar HaKavanot that the, again, don't look at it like this, but the zikuch, the purification process that a person goes through throughout marriage is what makes all the other avodah. I'm not even talking about spiritual purity. I'm talking about the Tohar HaMidot, the Midot adventure that a person goes through, the journey that a person goes through marriage, is what helps him in his avodat Hashem. The Stifler used to say that if you want to know a person's true midot, you only know after he gets married. Why? Because when he's bachur, He says, what midot? You want to know if the guy's a Baal Gaiva, you want to know if he's Baal Machloket, you want to know if he has a temper or whatever. He says, when a person's a Bachur, obviously you have to start working it from then. But he says, he never got shut down, he never got denied, or he never got into a fight with a shtender. You know what I'm saying? A shtender never says no.
He didn't have any practice. Or as much practice.
Yeah. And even, you know what I'm saying, people ask, you know, friends, roommates, is it? You can avoid friends, you can avoid a roommate, you know what I'm saying? The shtender doesn't answer back. Shtabach Shema, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, not to look at it as something, oh, you know, it's the most beautiful thing in life that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a daily obstacle course in a way, to make it through this obstacle course of midot. You can't reach the tachlis, the real outcome and the real goals that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sets for us ba'olam hazeh. My Safta used to say, still says, she's from a vivacious 94-year-old Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
Still going strong. Aval, amen. So she says, like, she told me a bunch of things. And one of the, you know, she has like her sayings when she sits down, her grandchildren. So one of the things she told me before I got married was, listen, she told me two things. This is when I was going in. You know, you want to sit down and hear Dibrei Musar from an old, you know, elderly woman who happens to be your grandmother, Holocaust survivor. She went through a lot. Number one, it doesn't matter what you eat. It matters who you're eating it with.
Wow.
Echad. Yafeh. Shama'at ata? Zechad. Is coming from a lady who ate potato scraps for, you know, 7 years of her life. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. And number two, she said, if you're falling in love, might as well be with a rich one. I looked at her like, Safi, are you serious? She said, yeah. Didn't work. But anyway. Shamata ata. But she's cute. Anyway.
That's not on my list.
Mikol makom. You know, the Gemara says, Meforash. Hanose isha leshum mamon, havyan le benin sheinam meuganim. The Gemara says that a person who marries a woman, davka for her money, the children are going to come out lo kol kach tovim, chas v'shalom. However, the Bet Yosef brings down, nevertheless, it is mutar if you're not. There's no problem to marry a woman with money. The Gemara only says that marrying her for her money, which means if it's akol l'shem shamayim, and he says the ikar is, Bet Yosef says, lo litkotet. He brings in Bet Yosef, don't fight over money. Whatever they give you, take it graciously, take it todah, and then he says, ve'az ya'ale zivugam yafeh. Then you can have zivug yafeh. Never fight over money.
How about a girl who marries a guy for money?
It's the guy who's marrying a girl. The girl doesn't marry the guy.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not today's side.
Yeah. About, you know, it's anytime anybody's marrying anybody, only for money, is the veloto. Money comes, money goes. What's money? Money, you know, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu laughs at the world, especially during COVID. What's money? What's money? Money's klum. It's klum. It's klum. It's green papers. It's a klum.
It's printed.
You know. Huh?
It's printed also.
What do you mean, printed?
$60 a week. Take.
Yeah, what's money? Shemirachim. Without health, without Torah, without mitzvot, what's money? Money's klum. Like we saw, there's a pasuk. Kesef shamur ba'alav l'ra'ato. Yeah, it sometimes can be for a person's detriment. A person has to be very careful. Bin adam lo yachshov tamid ana kesef, kesef, kesef. That's, you know, she was saying it as a joke. Okay, but maybe it helps a little bit. If you can use it to channel it, to help you with you know, avodat Hashem, with Torah v'yirat shamayim, shamati. Zetov. But only for money? Money's not a thing. It helps. You know, you can't, you know, you have to buy food, you have to survive, you have to pay yeshivas, you have to zeh. Ziyadua. Aval, to make everything about money, zetipesh. Tov, atkam.